The Traveler's Journal, April 1st, with a history of fools. If you were either the perpetrator or the butt of a silly prank this morning, know that you took part in a venerable tradition. While the origin of April Fool's Day is cloudy and controversial, people have been pulling gags on each other on this day for hundreds of years. A poem in the 1790 edition of Poor Robin's Almanac notes, "The 1st of April, some do say, is set apart as All Fool's Day," but it concedes that no one really knows why. One notion had to do with an April 1st rout of a Spanish army by the Moors, but the antecedent cited most often dates April foolery to a mid-16th century change in the calendar. Before that, the New Year was observed with an 8-day celebration that started with the spring equinox on March 25th and ended with the Mardi Gras-like exuberance on April 1st. The French monarch, Charles IX, decreed the year would begin on January 1st, but the news was slow to spread. Those who clung to the old calendar were called Poisson du Avril, or April Fish, and sent fake party invitations and prank gifts. The practice spread to England and Scotland, which added April 2nd, or Tally Day, dedicated to pranks involving buttocks. Settlers transplanted the tradition to the New World, where our unsuspecting forefathers were sent on various fool's errands. Other countries, from India to Sweden, also have their own April 1st fool's traditions, and several Latin American nations celebrate their own prankish December 28th, El Día de los Inocentes. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. You can visit us on the World Wide Web at travelersjournal.com.